All right, so a lightning fast episode, but really the full answer is in my protect your fee training. But I do have a client who's just asked me about, he gave me a situation where basically a client is going to make a decision without him there. He said, please email me through your fees and marketing, and then I'll make a decision by the end of the week. And therein lies one of the biggest challenges, that you want to be in front of them when you deploy this episode. So my advice team will be get back in front of the bloke and then say this script. So I'm just going to role play with you now, where I'm you, and then I'll insert what the seller might say. So first I would say, thanks for, you know, look, thanks for letting me come back and have a yarn with you, bud. I really want to see you, you know, get the job done, really where we put the most money in your pocket after all of those, you know, all of the various fees and the cost of transacting a property. After all that's taken into account, I want the most money in your pocket. And so I've got a pretty good way to get that. You know, I've got a, in fact, everything we do is engineered and structured in order to make sure that happens. So let me ask you, based on everything we talked about the other day, when I sort of presented to you how we were going to go about doing this, if all of our fees and marketing were the same, which agent would you choose in that case? Now, breaking role play. If the answer to that isn't you, then you didn't differentiate yourself well enough at the listing presentation. So we need some vastly superior work done making you out to be different than the other agents. Because if you're just seen as all the same old, then he has to choose you on price. So you better make, you know, halve your fee so that you win the business. Because if you're unable to differentiate yourself, then you need to be the cheapest, right? But if he says, oh, well, you, obviously. I mean, but the problem is you're 3%, mate, and, you know, the other guys are 1.5 and 2. And I would say, okay, so if I was, you know, if we were all the same price, like literally if I was going to match the cheapest guy at 1.5%, it would be, you know, are you saying that you would choose me instantly? Is that kind of where you're at? And if the answer to that is yes, right? Yeah, it is. Cool. Shake the hand and then say, great, you've hired me. All right. And then he's going to be happy, right? So he's going to be very happy. Now, here's the thing. The law of reciprocation says that you've made a concession to take your price from 3% down to 1.5%. And you've said, congratulations, you've hired me, because I just can't let you go with an agent who hasn't got a plan to get the most money in your pocket. So because you've made that concession, the law of reciprocation says he is willing to make a concession. Any reasonable concession you make now, he's going to agree to. So here's the wording that you might want to tweak or even use as is. So let's call him Mark. So Mark, all I ask is, now here's one of the challenges I've got. All of my listings within the office, because as I said to you, we work with other agents, not only in our company and in our office, but other agents in external offices as well. And if all of our listings are at 3%, or whatever your maximum price is, by the way, break role play, 2.5%, whatever your fee is, whatever your percentage is, if all of our listings are at the same fee of 2.5%, but one is there at 1.5%, you can imagine, well, let me ask you this. Which listing do you think they're going to bring? In fact, well, let me say it this way. Which listing do you think is going to be the last listing that all of those other agents that I work with are going to bring their most hot, emotional, ready to pay a premium price buyers? Which listing do you think is going to get them last? It's going to be the one where their fee is half the price of all the rest. So what I'm going to ask of you is, let me sign up the paperwork at 2.5% so that if after we end up doing the job for you, the price that we end up getting through this system is acceptable to you, if you feel like we've earned our full commission with the result that you get, then you might choose to pay us that 2.5%. But I'm going to put in the agency agreement that if you deem that the work we do just didn't result in being worth that extra 1%. Now, on the value of your home at $600,000, 1% is $6,000. If you feel after we've delivered this that we did not pay for ourselves, that 6% differential we didn't put in your pocket above and beyond what the other agents that you're considering would have done, and you're the only one who gets a vote on this, it's just how you feel. If you feel that we are $6,000 short of the mark in the money in your pocket, then of course I'm going to match that fee with that $6,000 discount. So is that fair enough? You know, or even better, that's fair enough, yeah? Because you're not saying, is that fair enough, yes or no? You're saying, that's fair enough, yeah? Right? So that's fair enough, yeah? I mean, what I'm sort of saying is, Mark, let us earn that $6,000 by showing you how we're worth extra. And if we're unable to do so, then all you have to do is tick that box on the agency agreement, submit it to my reception department. You will not get a fight from me. You will simply get the discount as you've asked for. That's a fair enough way to move forward, yeah? All right. So that's something like a quick version of the role play that I would throw when someone's putting up a fight and putting you into the position like my client is being put into right now. So I thought I'd just note down some of that dialogue. It's based on very sound psychology by doing it in that order. And basically every element of that's critical. Like if they don't say that you would be the one they would choose if the price was equal, then that script might work maybe. Because if they just say, oh, no, if they haven't chosen you and the only objection is the fee and marketing, then you've got bigger problems. You know what I mean? But if genuinely they're just going to choose you based on fee and marketing, but they've already decided based on your listing presentation that you were the one to go with, that script will work 9 times out of 10 if you deliver it well. And I would even say the way I delivered it then was adequate, not perfect, because I don't do it all the time. You know what I mean? So you need to get this thing perfected, then go and see the guy face to face. Look him in the eye. Say to him, give me a shot. I will not let you down. You know, some of the things where you're looking him in the eye with, you know, saying you'll work harder. You've got a system that works. You know, you'll rock their world. So, all right. Thanks, man. I hope that helps everyone, but certainly for the client who asked for that, mate, go forth and conquer.